Big Hats, Big Hearts. Part 1 of the Everybody Rides series by Lady Ginelli, read by Hana Nobira. It's not the Stars' first win of the season, but it feels like the first important one. They give up a goal to the Sharks 9 seconds into the game, and still come out on top. They beat a team they probably shouldn't have been able to, a team that hadn't tasted defeat yet this season, beat them with heart and work and hunger. The Stars bench is a mass of hugs and chest bumps and relieved jubilation when it's over, Chasen submitting happily to the head rubs and good-natured roughhousing after his game-winning shootout goal. Tyler is sweaty, skating for the tunnel, the crowds in the stands around them starting to filter out of the AAC. He's proud of his goal, wishing he'd done a little better with his own shootout chance. He feels good, starting to feel like he belongs in Victory Green. Jamie comes up behind him, shoulder bumping Tyler's. "Blowjob in the shower?" he asks, and Tyler's smile falters. He thought, well, that Dallas was different than Boston, that he wasn't a rookie anymore. He's disappointed to think that maybe his age doesn't matter so much, coming in with a reputation like his. Tainted goods. He has a moment of trepidation, thinking about his miss. But this is Jamie, who has been good to Tyler so far, helping him get settled, making sure he knows his way around town, keeping him fed and giving him a place to go when he's not on the ice. This is sort of unexpected, but he thinks it won't be bad with Jamie. "Yeah, sure," he says, and Jamie clacks their helmets together, goes up the line doing his captain thing, making sure everybody knows they did good today, that their efforts are recognized and appreciated. Tyler doesn't have much to say as he gets out of his gear, unlacing his skates, peeling off layers of clothes and pads. Other guys are going in and out of the showers, and he's not sure what the plan is. So he plays for time, cooling down, stretching out, taking a little more care hanging up items that the equipment people are just going to have to take down again anyway. Jamie isn't in a rush, but he's not stalling either. He's down to a towel when Tyler semi-accidentally catches his eye, and Jamie smiles and nods toward the shower door, and fuck, there are still guys in there. Others just about ready to head that way, and Tyler never planned on making a show of it. His heart pounds like he's skating the last seconds of a shift on the ice. A flicker of uncertainty passes over Jamie's face, and when he nods again towards the showers, there's more of a question in his expression. Somehow it's reassuring that he's asking, that Tyler could say no. And Jamie's eyes are just so damn warm, so kind. Tyler wraps a towel around his waist and drops his underwear and walks into the steam and chatter, guys rehashing plays they made or saw. Jamie is right behind him, following him to a shower head. Tyler hangs up his towel on a hook there, and Jamie hangs up his, and some of the guys are glancing over. Conversation is quieted, and a sense of anticipation fills the air. "Yeah?" Jamie asks, and Tyler licks his lips, tries to swallow. His mouth is dry, and his hands shaky, and Jamie's palms slide warm and solid on his hips, steadying him, walking him back until the damp tile is cool against his shoulder blades. And that's better. Jamie between him and the guys. "Yeah," Tyler answers, and Jamie smiles, brushes a light kiss across Tyler's lips, and then folds to his knees, looking up at Tyler through his dark lashes. He kisses Tyler once, just below his navel, and then he takes Tyler's flaccid cock in his mouth. Tyler's brain just shorts out. The playbook he had in his head wiped clean by Jamie's unexpected move. Voices go quiet around them, and Tyler doesn't know if they're watching or have turned their backs or have left the room entirely. All he can see is Jamie kneeling for him. All he can feel is Jamie's mouth, warm and soft, gentle suction pulling Tyler from limp to fully hard with dizzying speed. Jamie gives head like he skates, fast, reckless, skilled. He holds Tyler's hips as he bobs his head, taking him deep and fast, breathing through his nose hard enough for Tyler to hear it over the sounds of the showers. Tyler clenches his hands at his side, caught between disbelief and pleasure, not sure what he's allowed, what's expected of him. Jamie reaches out, finds Tyler's hand, and guides it to his head, to his game-damp hair, tangled from his helmet. Tyler takes the initiative and adds his other hand, not pushing or holding, just touching. Jamie hums his approval, and Tyler's knees tremble. "Fuck, fuck, fuck," he gasps. Jamie, I'm gonna... Jamie pulls back and wraps his hand around Tyler's slick shaft, the head just touching his lower lip, as he smiles and looks up into Tyler's eyes and says, "I'm so glad you're here, Tyler." And then he strokes Tyler's dick and licks the underside of the slit, and Tyler is done. Tyler is coming, milky spurts falling over Jamie's cheek and jaw. Somebody starts a slow clap, and Tyler laughs weakly as others join in, leaning against the wall and trying to get his brain back in working order. Jamie is still smiling up at him, even though Tyler can see just how hard he is, how turned on by what they just did, and Tyler reaches down and pulls him up. Jamie laughs and leans in, smears the mess on his face over half of Tyler's. "Hey, let me help you out with that," Tyler says, and slides his hand down Jamie's stomach. But Jamie twists away before he can reach his goal. Jamie's smile goes shy then. He ducks his head and turns his gaze away. "No, I've got to do the post-game interview soon," he says. And Tyler doesn't think it would take that long to jerk Jamie off. But he's not feeling like he's on firm enough ground to argue the point. Maybe later?" Jamie asks, hopeful and sweet, and somehow so much younger than Tyler. "Any time," Tyler says, and he has to reach out, has to run his thumb over Jamie's flushed lips, has to lean in and kiss them, taste himself in his captain's mouth. "And by any time, I mean as soon as we get out of here." One of the guys catcalls them, and Dylan reaches over and turns on the shower over them, drenching them in cool water. They leap apart to get out of the spray, and Jamie looks sheepish that he hasn't left to do his interview yet. "Get out of here," Tyler says, and tosses Jamie a cloth to wash his face. Jamie cleans up and dries off and heads out again, and Tyler watches him go. He's definitely not a rookie anymore. And Dallas? Dallas is nothing like Boston. To be continued.